Chapter 32. Evening shades were lengthening the shadows. The sun was washing the western horizon in scarlet as the three friends arrived at their destination. Sounds of warfare marred the closing of the summer day as Mordi surveyed the high sandstone plateau from the bushes some distance away. Hawkwell was behind the Hairmaid, jumping up and down.
"I can't see properly from here. What's going on?"
Mordi stood on tip-paw, straining to find out.
"I'm not sure. Raid, I can't see all I'd like to. Mayhaps we do better if we get a bit closer, what?"
Rangval kicked off his floppy sea boots.
"There's no sense in running right into trouble. Stay here, mates. I'll climb that owl beach over yonder. From the top of there, I should get a fair view of things."
The rogue Scriddle was an expert climber. He scaled up into the top heights of the beach. Perching among the swaying foliage, he called down to his friends who were at the base of the wide trunk.
"Mordi, it's your badger, the big beast, Garath, and another badger I ain't seen afore, smaller, could be a maid. They're defending the top of those rocks alone."
Mordi wished she could climb the tree to see properly what was taking place. She called back to Rangval.
"I can hear lots of noise. Who is it? They're fighting."
Rangval climbed even higher before answering.
"Sure, I can't see, but whoever it is, they're on the far side of those rocks. But I can hear a bit better up here. Sounds like Curdley's horde to me." "Oh no, they're really in trouble now. I can see the fox and his crew. They're sneaking up the back slopes of the rocks. If they reach the top, they'll come up behind the badges. Some beast needs to warn them, quick."
Mordi shot off toward the scene, stopping short of the rocks. She looked up and saw Vizcar and his vermin, almost halfway up. Throwing back her head, she sucked in a deep breath and gave out full blast with the Salamandastran war cry several times.
"Eulalia! Eulalia! Eulalia!"
From his vantage point, Rangval saw the big badger turn and run to the rear of the plateau. The warning had reached him in time. He began hurling rocks down at the Blood Gullet crew. Vizcar's vermin were spread out too wide for the missiles to wreak much damage, but they had the effect of stopping them in their upward climb. Rangval came bounding down to earth where Orkul was awaiting him. Seizing the young hedgehog's paw, the Squiddle raced off, panting as he explained.
"Those badgers are being attacked from both sides. They ain't going to last long unless some beast gets up to that flat hilltop and helps them."
As they neared the base of the rocks, Mordi signalled them from her cover in the bushes.
"Over here, chaps!"
They joined her speedily, but there was no time for talking. Mordi held up a paw for silence. Rustling among the bushes and the sounds of vermin voices warned them that the area was being searched.
"Why ain't we supposed to kill them?"
"Who's the captain once to see who it was that shouted the warning to them strike hounds? Gah! We should be able to just gut him."
"You do that, and the captain'll gut you. Now belt up and get looking."